Hey, sluts, I'm the Grinch. An Aquarius sun, a Scorpio moon, and Taurus rising.
And I'm Cindy Lou Who, a Sag sun, Leo moon, Libra rising.
And we're your Astro Sluts. Happy November.
Happy November. I was laughing when we were getting ready. I'm like, it's like the Mariah Carey meme, but like, it's
time. Yeah, yes.
And then she like transitions into Christmas wear.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel.
You know, that's what we've done. We've tried to turn our Halloween costume season into
something a little festive.
Something a little more festive. Carry it on. You're kind of a Christmas in November person.
Oh, absolutely. I love Christmas.
I'm like not really, but I'm here for a good time.
You're here for the Grinch.
I'm here for the Grinch, really. Fitting. Once again, we are every duo.
This is one of my favorites, so I love the Grinch.
You love the Grinch.
Such a good movie. So good. I'm gonna have to like watch it. Before this, I was like, oh my God, I just want to watch the fucking Grinch.
Yeah.
But maybe I'll watch it when I get home.
Get in the spirit.
Yeah.
Today, we are talking about the 12th house in your birth chart. Yeah,
the final house. It's our final episode of spooky season. We just flew right through October.
We sure did.
Whipped right into the holiday season here.
Thanks for calling Astro Sluts. Leave your birth time.
If you want to know how to get that guy, text their mom. We're going to need that time. We'll be your latest crush. Call us Astro Sluts.
You have any updates for us?
Nothing major. I would say I went to LA for work this week, and I can't believe that was this week.
Yeah.
Like, this week was, like, literally zipped by.
No, you were, like, I barely even had time to register that you were there.
Yeah, I literally got in Tuesday night. I left, like, first thing Thursday morning, and I obviously was there for work, so I worked all day Wednesday. And then I can't believe that was, like, 3 days ago or whatever.
Yeah.
So then all of a sudden it was just like Friday.
No,
and then all of a sudden it's Sunday when we're recording this.
Yeah, no, like, you were like back, so and weird. I was like, wait, I didn't register to me to ask how your trip was, because
yeah,
I thought,
literally.
I can't believe it. It's done.
I know. Like, one of my other friends texted me, like, how's LA? I was like, I'm literally home.
Yeah.
Like, I'm literally already back. So that was just like such, I mean, it was great. Love a little. I'll take a trip to LA anytime, but it was just like really made for a weird week. But it was good. I didn't really do anything Halloween-y, but I don't really feel called, and I don't feel bad about it.
Good.
So I think that's good. How about you? How was your week?
My week is better than it has been.
Good.
So we'll take that. I feel like I think we've launched a new season of my TV show.
Love.
Like, I think the chaos that has been my life the last couple months was our, like, season finaleing and eclipse season. Like,
yeah.
Now I'm like, oh, I feel like, you know, obviously we still have our same core cast of characters, but there are, like, new plot lines starting to develop. There's new people. There's hot new babes entering the villa.
Bombshells.
There are new bombshells. I'm very excited. I have a couple brand new crushes.
Love that.
So that's amazing. Maybe my soulmate. We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see. I had someone at a party be like, I feel like we know each other. And I was like, well, I feel that too, but we don't. So, you know, my little Scorpio moon is huge slut for that kind of vibe. I'm like, this is something here. We're really on to something.
Yeah.
Shout out Alice Bell.
Yeah.
Go listen to our book club episode with Alice Bell.
Yeah.
Because she forecasted that there's some love life situation happening for me in the fall. October, November, like, it's time. So I am really just feeling like I'm the bachelor out here.
I love that.
I feel like, who's gonna be the lucky winner of my heart for these colder months?
Absolutely.
Because the time is right, and I'm like,
step on up.
Step on up. Who wants a rose? So we'll see.
We'll see.
I'm really excited to have new crushes.
Yeah, I think that's great.
So great. My crush basket was real stale.
Yeah.
Real stale. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. I do think eclipse season was quite good.
Yeah.
And I do think yesterday's, well, again, we're recording this on Sunday. So yesterday's eclipse was fine.
Yeah, so no, it was.
It was fine. I guess, too, also, I didn't, like, think about it. I was at a funeral on the solar eclipse, so it was just, like, ultra so draining.
Much, yeah.
Because it's just, like, it was, like, not, it was, like, my boyfriend's family. So it was not, like, personally emotional, just, like, being in that space is so draining. And then the eclipse, I was, like, oh, yeah. My God. And then yesterday, I was, like, ow. This is good. This is good.
Yeah. Yeah. I was out all night on Friday. So then like Saturday, like I think probably my hangover was like a little bit worse than it would have been just because of the eclipse. But then I was just like,
yeah,
like, oh no, I'm like not doing anything today literally. Or tonight.
Yeah.
We love to take care of ourselves.
Mm. New season loading.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And next, we were gonna get into your horoscope for the week. These are the planets that are coming to the front lines to spook ya or not. up first on November, I can't believe it's November.
I can't either.
Let's just say that again.
I know.
First up on November 4th, we have Saturn stationing direct.
Oh.
Which,
beautiful.
To be honest, I had kind of forgotten that it has been in retrograde.
I did too until I wrote that down.
Yeah.
To be
I was like, oh.
I know.
That's why I've been feeling additionally the eclipse. I feel like Saturn retrograde plus eclipse season was why we were feeling like
so
literally
jolted.
Insane. Yeah. Being like who am I? I don't understand what I'm doing. Is any of this right?
Literally.
So Saturn has been in retrograde since June 17th. So we've had these past couple months to reflect and reassess like the foundations that we have set up for ourselves. And you may have found that since June, you've had some sort of like wake up call in the structures of your life, or maybe you've just like had some affirming things that you're like, no, I am set up for what I need to be in the right way. Saturn stays in each sign for 2 to 3 years. So Saturn is in Pisces, and that's where we're situated. So you can look at the house in your chart that Pisces is in, and that house can give you some insight on what part of your life that this is affecting, and hopefully we will start to have some more like forward momentum in just like
yeah
the world.
On November 8th, Venus enters Libra. Venus is Venus rules Libra, so this is like quite a lovely placement here, a lovely transit, very much giving catching feelings season. If you're like casually dating or hooking up with someone, you might be like feeling like you're crushing a little extra. You might just also feel like a nice boost of love in your existing relationships, your friendships. You want to be like close to ones you love. You want to call your friends, spend time with them, etc. All good things there. I would just be mindful of like rose-colored glasses vibes. Don't get completely swept off your feet. Don't let people take advantage of you. Make sure that if you are like starting something new with someone, it is thoughtful and intentional, and not just like, you know, letting someone take advantage of you or ending up in a situation you don't want to be in just because you want a little wintertime crush.
I'm like, no.
Thank you so much for saying that. I'm deleting that whole section.
Just personally, I hear you. And
my outfit's really slippery.
That's super fair. Maybe not.
Right. I won't be doing that.
I just want a little kiss.
That's fine.
Yeah. Up next on November 10th, we have Mercury entering Sagittarius. This is one of your natal places that you love to giggle about. Mercury is our thoughts, our attitudes, our communication, and Sagittarius is open and abundant and free spirit. Excuse me. Period. Free spirit. Oh my God. Spirited. Free spirited. There we go. She's curious. She's adventurous. She's optimistic. So this is going to be a great time to explore like new ways of thought, new like communication methods. I think a great time to learn a foreign language. Totally. Add me on Duolingo. I'm obsessed with Duolingo. I've hit today is 60 days of learning German.
Oh my God, that's so good.
It's like a really long time.
That is a long time.
It's really, it's been stabilizing for me, honestly. Like a little duty of every day. Mm-hmm. Anyways, but back to Mercury and Sagittarius. Say whatever you want. Express yourself. Chat it up. Be the center of attention. Tell your jokes. They're gonna hit. But also on the opposite end of that, keep in mind that people are just like gonna be saying shit.
Yeah, true.
And like, just don't put too much weight on anything. Don't take anything too personally, because people are just gonna be talking without like much think through.
Mm-hmm. New moon in Scorpio is happening on November 13th. This is a nice refresh, fresh out of eclipse season. Use this good Scorpio, like transformational energy, to launch yourself into that new season we've been speaking about. If it's taking you a little extra time or you have some things on your mind, you haven't really put anything in motion, that's a great time to do it. And then as always, you can look to the house in your chart that Scorpio rules, see how you can kind of make moves in that area, clean it up a little bit, some fall cleaning, we'll call it. Start new routines, create new patterns, all those healthy little things.
I can't wait for that.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be great for me.
Monster high, monster high. The party never dies. This week. Pause for applause. Uh-huh. This week at Monster High, we're talking about the 12th house.
I like that I never join you in song.
No, I know it now. You make me do it.
I didn't know it at first, but after like one episode, I did know the song.
There's six words.
I know.
I think it's good.
Okay, great.
It's my time to shine.
Yeah, it is.
The 12th house is famously the final house. There's only 12. Mm-hmm. And it rules the unconscious, the unknown, our dreams, our secrets, all those kind of like Pisces themes and things in life.
Ruled by Neptune as well, which is the ruler of Pisces. So very Neptunian, like kind of intangible. Gonna have a lot to do with like your subconscious, your mental health, like early childhood development kind of things. And a lot of gets a bad rap, this house.
Yes.
Which like kind of understandably, like this is definitely like a more intense house than like the 8th house even. Like this is like, if there's some like darkness, I would say, to this house, but like nothing that we need to be afraid of. And also like,
yeah, like just still like always going to be the thing that like, if you put the work in and the effort in, it's going to be just like highly powerful, highly transformational, could really like help you like anything else. There's never going to be like a, like if you have a placement here and you like really try to understand it and learn from it, like it's still never going to be like to your detriment.
Yeah. Yeah. the 12th house is also like opposite the 6th house, which mm-hmm. I think is a good way to think about yeah. like the complete picture of this like polarity. Like the 6th house is work and like your physical health, and then like the other side of that, the 12th house is like your capital W work,
yeah,
and like mental health,
yeah. 12th house heavy people too, if you have like a lot of placements there, it's very like intuitive. Some people say you could be psychic. I feel like I was literally just listening to our spooky movie night episode yesterday or something, and like so many of the characters in those Halloween movies that we pulled, we like named as Pisces. So I think that's like a good way to mm-hmm. think about it too, that like very intuitive, sometimes there's a darkness to it, but sometimes it's just like people who see things in their dreams or like mm-hmm. that kind of like energy is like a good way to think about it too.
12th house is very like, if you identify as an empath, you might yeah. have a lot of 12th house like energy, like just feeling really like receptive to energies mm-hmm. and energy shifts. 12th house is going to be like, if you're someone that needs a lot of alone time, you probably yeah. have a placement there. And we'll go into all the placements after or all the planets in the mm-hmm. 12th house, but like what part of you needs recharging. There's also a connection to like a lot of people say like incarceration, but mm-hmm. it is this just like idea of being hidden and alone and just like having time to like think about your own thoughts and like spending time with yourself.
Yeah.
Quiet reflection.
Yeah. My north node is here. That's the only place that I have.
That's interesting because I guess our north node is in Virgo.
Yeah.
But that's interesting that like then south node is Pisces. Yeah. But I get yeah, we've definitely talked about this before. I know, but
the Libra rising opposition challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do just think that's interesting. Do you have any placements?
I have my Saturn here.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, I knew that.
But that is all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which we'll get into later.
Yeah. And just as always, a note, we're going to go through planets here, but if your 12th house is empty, it doesn't mean like you don't have a subconscious mm-hmm. or you don't have dreams or things. Maybe you're like my dad and thinks he's never had a dream before. Honestly, that's interesting. I'll look into that. But it's just not going to be as much probably as like a pull as in like your overall focus. It would just maybe be more of a pull in like a transit based situation when planets are moving through your 12th house as opposed to like a heavy theme in your life on the daily.
If you wanted to get like more advanced, you could also look at like the planet that rules mm-hmm. your 12th house. So like if you have an Aries, I was like, where did I come up with that? Okay, well, I have an Aries.
Yeah.
But if you had Aries in your 12th house, like you could look at Mars mm-hmm. to get some insight on your 12th house. But that's kind of complex. So
yeah,
I'll recommend you just ignore that. look at somebody else's chart or look at your transits.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, something else big that we haven't hit on that's 12th house themed is like addiction is yeah. like a huge 12th house thing. Just anything like obsessive,
yeah.
compulsive, which I was listening to Jessica Lignato has a 12th house like astrology hot takes episode. Mm-hmm. And of course she starts mentioning if you like listen to the same song on repeat all the time, or if you only wear one color for a few years. I was like, not her reading me.
Literally. That's so funny.
But I feel like my Saturn in the 12th house isn't something I've like mm-hmm. I've divin into totally, which prepping this episode mm-hmm. has got me thinking.
Yeah.
And then a couple other things, another good insight of like 12th house, it is gonna like whatever placements you have there are gonna be like maybe where you struggle to set boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
Ways you might like self-sabotage yourself.
Yeah.
a lot of people were saying like enemies are a theme of the 12th mm-hmm. house as well, but I think that kind of like ties into like the self-sabotage aspect. Yeah. Like, what's the biggest thing that like holds any of us back? It like right. it most likely is you at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, and something else interesting is back to like we said like early childhood development. The 12th house can represent like what traits that your parents had difficulty embodying, like within like those first like 7 years of your life or uh-huh. something, like the things that were like either repressed or like the things you were shamed for like from the get-go and how those manifest now.
So interesting.
Shall we get into some planets?
Yeah, I think so.
We'll start out with the sun. Your sun placement is going to be who you are at your core, like what makes you feel mm-hmm. like the most like you. So having a 12th house sun, this is going to be somebody that really needs their alone time, like to feel like themselves.
Yeah.
You need to separate yourself from like other people's energies and just like recover socially. Like definitely like you probably feel introverted, like you need that recharge time to maintain your sense of self.
Yeah.
And I do think this is also potentially could manifest as like as a child you might have felt like you really had to like dim your light and like mm-hmm. be hidden away. It's giving like Harry Potter under the stairs or yeah. like Matilda, yeah. like that type of that totally. Type of vibe is giving 12th house sun.
Yeah. Aww. Moon in the 12th house, you're probably not going to be one to like openly share your emotions, your needs with others. But I do think this placement would be like quite in touch with themselves. It's more like the barrier to expression. Or the barrier is the expression of it. Like you will feel it quite deeply. You just like don't either know or feel safe enough to like share that externally. Again, this person probably is going to need a lot of alone time to process, to make decisions. You kind of like will probably like to exist in your own reality, that kind of like dreamy moonland headspace. You need to like escape to like process things and figure out like how you feel about situations. Other people will probably feel quite safe coming to you. And you probably can like understand others really well. People would know like their secrets are safe with you, or you're like a non-judgmental space. But I think it would be just like nice to give yourself that too. Mm-hmm. Just as people come to you and feel safe with you, know that you can feel safe with others.
Adorable. If you have Mercury in the 12th house, this is going to be a lot about like being alone with your thoughts. You might be someone that is like could tend to be like, I think just like susceptible to other people's opinions, groupthink. Like just getting lost in like the noise of the world, or like yeah. the news cycle, or like social media. And I think giving yourself the space and time to like figure out like what you actually think mm-hmm. and feel about the world is really important. I think journaling would be a great practice for you, meditation, even like a talk therapy sort of situation yeah. where you're like you have cut out time to just like mm-hmm. listen to yourself. And I think it's also gonna be important for Mercury in the 12th house to like surround yourself with the right people.
Yeah.
Like either like surround yourself with people that have the same beliefs as you, or like if they don't, like they need to be respectful and like give you the space to like mm-hmm. disagree with them, or like agree to disagree kind of people.
Yeah, for sure. Venus in the 12th house, you're going to be really looking for like deep connections beyond like a flirtationship, an acquaintance. You want like deep friendship, deep relationships, deep partnerships. You're probably like someone who really can like easily or I shouldn't say easily, but you can connect with people like very much beyond like the superficial. So you're not going to be attracted to someone's like looks or their job or their status. You'll be much more interested in like what they think, their inner workings of their brain. That's what's going to be like compelling to you about people. I think like taking space here would be helpful to make sure that those partnerships and connections that you're like really diving deep into are suitable for you, are safe, and helpful for you. You're not just like blindly like have like a deep moving connection with someone and then like blinders on. So again, as we've been saying, take the space here to process, to reflect on those kind of partnerships and connections that you're building.
For Mars in the 12th house, this is going to be someone that probably really struggles with like with Martian energies in general, like so probably conflict avoidant, just like has difficulty expressing like feelings, probably anger, potentially. I could see this as being like very repressed sexually. And I think like learning lessons around like how to stand up for yourself, how to like how to like embody that like Aries type of like this is me and this is what I want and how I feel kind of thing. This is also probably going to be someone that like prefers a one-on-one hang as opposed to like a party. I could also see like this is someone that might like rely on substances to get them through like a social situation like that.
Jupiter in the 12th house. I think these people would have like a really strong connection to like mental health work, spirituality, all those kind of like subconscious, unconscious themes there. I do think this could be like a great therapist. Like, I think if you have this placement, either like literally in your profession or you're like that friend that people turn to, like helping people be unafraid of their subconscious and like of their thoughts. You probably are someone who wants to like generously care for others and give and help to others. So I think just like be mindful of like setting boundaries to like not overexert yourself. And then too, I could see this even being like with that Jupiter energy, that kind of like toxic positivity, like never looking at the other side of things or just like overly optimistic, maybe like in an unhelpful way with like friends. So I think just like keeping in mind of other people's emotions and what they're going through and then like helping in your own positive way, but not overstepping there.
For Saturn in the 12th house, this is where I have my placement, or where I have my Saturn. I do think that there is an aspect of Saturn in the 12th house making someone feel like unsure of who they are. It is like this like 12th house is hidden and Saturn is structure, so there's this like lack like of there's a blockage or like a lack of being able to like stand firm on like this is the foundation of who I am. There's like it's like a little murky in that like hardness. So this could manifest as just someone that needs like a lot of reassurance and validation from other people. I'm constantly like, will you tell me that this is good? Praise kink. This could also really result in like just over your lifetime, like just feeling a lot of loneliness, feeling misunderstood. Saturn does have a pretty like depressive, like heavy energy to it. So there is this like, I think it's a like you feel very burdened mentally. When I was like, my mind is a prison, like that is so Saturn in the 12th house. Just feeling like it feels difficult to exist in the world. And there's also this like Saturn like work ethic of like feeling like you need to like handle everything on your own. Like this is not going to be someone that is like going to openly ask for help. But Saturn is in its joy in the 12th house, so like I think it's like the I don't know, like with there is a lot of hard work and a hard lessons for people with this placement, but these are also people that are willing to do the work and like enjoy the work and like will do the things you need to do in order to like find the joy.
Beautiful. I was gonna say Saturn and Uranus.
Amen.
That is so true, Danny.
Yeah.
Uranus in the 12th. Okay, perfect. Big, like, no one understands me energy, but, like, in a understandable way. Like, you probably are truly, like, quite creative. You probably have, like, very innovative thoughts, very unusual thoughts. You probably do think, like, beyond what other people around you, like, typically see or think or understand. And I could see these people like really needing like a good outlet to do this. So whether it's like literally having close friendships that you can like talk about those things with and have open conversations, have like an art practice that you can like put those thoughts into what you're creating or making, I think would be like a healthy way to just like not let it all stay up in your brain and be so like overwhelming or heavy or like, oh my God, I can't like say this out loud. I could never like share this with anyone kind of energy. But you're probably someone who does like challenge and question the status quo. So keep it up. Don't stick to the stuff you know.
Absolutely not. No, no, no.
No, 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 no.
For Neptune in the 12th house, like we said before, Neptune rules the 12th house. So this is going to be someone that maybe is just like a little bit more in tune with these themes. It's like a little bit like there is some sort of sense of comfort, I think. Like I guess in tune is just like a good word. You might just be a, like kind of a nervous person, like just generally like introverted and more shy. This placement can be an indicator of like anxiety or depression. Or you might just be someone that like gets overwhelmed, overstimulated. Mm-hmm. Like you're not someone that like wants to be in a loud, crowded room kind of thing.
Yeah.
You're going to be someone that like feels things really deeply, like especially like empathetic. I could see you as like being someone that feels like very overwhelmed and like heartbroken by like natural disasters and like world events. Like you just really care for other people. And also just very intuitive. Like you might have really vivid and insightful dreams. You could be psychic.
Could be. Absolutely. Pluto in the 12th house. Again, this is like, we know Pluto comes with a lot of intensity. So it's like quite an intense energy here within like the hidden, the unconscious realm. I do think that this could be like someone who like very twitches, like sees things in their dreams that are like true. Like you like have like a very intuitive side. Like you probably do know more than you think. Like you might, things might come to you or you might just get like feelings about things that are just like inexplicably true. I do think it's giving like big, like battling my demons energy. It probably is just more of like, instead of having like a quite linear life path, you do probably just have more like, not even necessarily like struggles, but just like more twists and turns than maybe you feel like your friends or like the people around you. But it's all, you know, on your journey to your highest self. And then again, with this placement, like just would recommend getting it out through art, through connection with others, having safe conversations with friends, therapists, a good healthy art practice, or like exercising, whatever it is to like make whatever is in your brain that feels so like overwhelming, just getting that energy out externally. So it's not as much to carry.
On another note, I just noticed that we have matching pimples.
Oh my God, right here?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, this has been here all week. I have had a pimple patch on it all week. It won't go away.
That's, what is this?
I don't know.
Twitches?
No, literally twitches.
I guess not all of you can see, but we both have pimple patches, star face, like on our like left jawbone.
Yeah.
Mysterious. Spooky. Anyways, those are the planets through the 12th house. Again, to reiterate, do not be afraid of the 12th house. Befriend your placements, get to know them, and use them as a tool for your transformative journey in the world.
Absolutely.
Our next segment we call Skeletons in the Closet. If you're joining us on Spotify for our video podcast, you'll see we have a little skull.
A little guest of honor.
Yes. you want to talk about that?
We're going to talk about, this is not concise at all, how to have a social life when you're not drinking. Danny's personal problem right now.
Yeah, do you have?
Well, I guess it's just like a weird thing of like, I don't know. I've just like, okay, so I haven't been drinking and I really feel like good about it. Like, I don't feel like, I mean, I could like drink if I wanted to, I guess, but I don't feel like I need to. But then I'm like, well, I don't really want to go out and be around people that are like so drunk because it's just like, what am I gonna do?
Yeah and it's then, like, not cute if you're not like also doing
right that. And then it's like, but then it's like, what else do you do?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, it's such a weird thing.
Yeah,
like I just feel like I like need to be not need to be I feel like I like need well I do I feel like I like need to be going out more because I haven't been doing anything. That's mm-hmm. not true. Like, I do stuff all the time. But, like, I don't know. Yeah. I'm just, like, I feel like I'm, like, okay, I can't, like, not go out one time this winter more. Right. You know what I mean? And then, but I'm, like, well, what am I going to do? I don't want to, like, go to Blind Barber.
No.
Sober and just stand there. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No. That sounds like a nightmare.
I know.
It's a nightmare when you are drinking.
It is a nightmare always. But that's what I'm, like, it's just such a weird thing of, like, like, yeah, you could do like a daytime activity, but that's not, like, not what I'm talking about. That's not the problem.
Yeah, you do daytime activities.
Yeah, but it's just such an interesting,
yeah,
it's such an interesting vibe. Like, there's not like, like, I feel like people love to be like, well, I can go like have a good time and not drink. And it's like, okay, like,
good for you.
I feel like I know I can, but I'm like, well, yeah, I don't really want to.
Yeah, I do think there is like this like up and coming sober event space. Yeah. Like, there's like a lot of things. We're in Chicago, if you don't know that, but like there's mm-hmm. sober bars popping up and like people that throw like sober events. But I don't know. There is this like, a sober event turns to like a weird networking.
That's what I mean. Vibe. It's just like chit chatting.
I don't want to chit chat. Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's like, but I don't know. Yeah. Like, I just don't know what I don't really know what I'm looking for.
You're looking for like a team club.
Yes.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Club stars.
Literally, like, it's just so funny. Yeah, because like literally my nightmare is like going and having to like talk to people.
Yeah,
like, maybe that's not what I want to do to like relax. Host a party. Yeah,
but DJ forward, like dance floor forward.
Yeah, I love dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe that is more it, because yeah, like, I don't want to, like, nothing is more like, I need like a release. Like, yeah, a social release is what I'm looking for. And like, nothing is less of a release than for me than being like, hi, I'm Danny.
Yeah, no, literally.
I host craft events and I do a podcast with my best friend like seven times. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, that is not what I want to do.
Yeah, the party I went
with to. With the lights on.
Yeah. No, the party I went to on Friday was like the next day, like, my friend and I were like, wait, no, that was like a talking party.
Yeah.
Like we that's, oh, I was just like, why did my throat hurt? It was because I was talking party all night and it was loud and whatever. And I was like the whole, I kept trying to dance and like the music was just like not dance. It weren't playing bad music, but it wasn't like,
just not the vibe.
It was just wasn't the vibe. And luckily I don't, once again, nobody asked me what I was really, mm-hmm. which thank God. Cause I like was barely a costume. I just like wore underwear and green and goggles. And I was like, I'm a scientist. But like, yeah, it was just talking, but also no one really asked me like about myself either.
Okay. That's not terrible.
No, it wasn't like terrible, yeah. But it was, but yeah, it was just like people standing around and talking.
Yeah. It was just which funny. Which
potentially is like exhausting, especially if you're like not drinking and people just aren't being like fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Like, then it's networking.
No, literally.
There needs to be more activities.
That's what to do. Yeah. More activities.
You need a bowling league or something. Mm,
I would love that.
Some intramural sport. I mean, your craft events are like a good example of that.
Yeah. I think I want more of that.
Yeah.
I just can't do it all, you guys.
No, you are doing.
I'm doing what I can. Yeah. And it's like, also, it's like, it's not that I care about, like, I don't want to like have to not be around people drinking. It's just like the drunk level where it's like, okay, I'm not on that level.
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't mind if people are like my craft events, like people are having drinking, a glass of wine or they're having a couple cocktails, but you're not there like sloshed. You know what I mean? It's like, that's where it's like, then it just gets weird. Cause I'm like,
yeah, then you're babysitting.
Yeah.
You're like too aware of what's happening. Too you're aware. Like, well, and you I'm need already help. Stressed. Yeah.
I'm already stressed about people's well-being. I'm like, I can't do that at all. Like I'm freaking out. But yeah, I think it's so interesting. More activities, like crafts are good like that.
In good spirits, I've seen us doing a walk club.
I know, that's cute. I still haven't been there. I love everything I see on Instagram. I need to go still. It's not even far from me.
Here's something. You need like a dinner party era.
That's, yes. I know. When I was birthday, their friend was like so fucking cute. They were like, said something to me and I was like, that was the most iconic thing. Just like in passing, what was it? It was like, they said something like, for September, I'm only committing to dinner parties. And I was like, that's so funny. And like, how do I only commit to dinner parties?
Yeah.
And I was like, that's so cute, but like that vibe.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Just like gatherings.
Yeah. And then if again, like people can drink, but it's not like about the drinking. You're not there to be like insane.
The drinking isn't the occasion, the activity.
Yeah. Dinner party is a good vibe. I'm into that.
Well, as soon
especially for winter too.
Yes. Well, as soon as I have a table.
I was just going to say.
We can host.
I got to get a table up here.
You guys, I haven't had a table. I moved in May and I haven't had a table. It's brutal. I do. I mean, I had my soup night.
Yeah. Did everyone just sit here?
Yeah. On the couch and on the floor. Yeah. No, it was really cute. So like literally cute. Everyone just sat on the floor around my coffee table, which like, believe it or not, I tend to befriend the floor people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I just have all neurodivergent friends that are like, floor time, floor time.
Yeah.
So it works. But I would like a table. Mm-hmm. A more formal.
Mm-hmm.
A friend, a Friendsgiving.
Yeah, totally. I'm like, can I help you?
No, absolutely. No, okay. I will link with your boyf about,
because
I want to do another soup night.
He loves to make soup.
Great. Me too.
Mm-hmm.
That would be really cute.
That would be really cute. He makes one kind.
Great. I think because my improvement to my soup night, I only did one type of soup, but in my dream, there's multiple types of soup involved here. So he can come make one soup.
Yeah.
I make another soup, depending on how many people.
We're in for a night.
Find a trio. Find a third person
literally,
to make a soup
with their own soup. I think that's good.
It would be really fun. So that's on my radar for November.
Love that. I'm into that.
Yeah.
okay, we've got some options.
We have some options. But but yes, flagging that it is like a weird, I guess. Okay, something else I wanted to bring up is that there is that, like, I have throughout my lifetime had multiple friends that are like sober, like sober, sober. Like, yeah, we'll never have another drop of alcohol in their lives. Hard, like hard boundary. And it is like this weird, I mean, this is just like me not communicating with anybody, but like it is like this weird, like, do we invite them to be nice? Is it worse to invite them?
Oh yeah.
Because like what you're like, well, you, we know, like my friends that I go out with these days, we're like, we know that we're going to be a disaster.
Right.
So we're not going to like, I don't know, like,
is someone or like pressure them to come along.
Yeah. And we like know that they wouldn't want to come along. But then it is like, do you just invite them because you're like, we love you and of course you're welcome to come? Or is it just, I don't know, I always feel like awkward.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess like and I were talking about this like a couple months ago, and she was just saying like, I feel like this is kind of like a good boundary for that. Like, she was saying like, she was with some friends the whole time. They'd just been like bars, drinking at night, like so drunk, so messy. And like one night she was like, can we do an activity?
Yeah.
And was just like, I have gone to bars with you every night. Like, I want to do my activity one night. And they like ended up totally like blowing off her activity and kept saying they were going to go to it and blew it off.
Rude.
But I think like that is like maybe like a nice boundary to have too, of like, if you're going to like bring, and again, obviously dependent on people's like comfort levels and like boundaries with it, but like if you're gonna like bring, like force your sober friend to like go out with you, then like also maybe like
do something they like want to do next weekend,
then like listen to what they want to do, I feel like is like the
that's a good balance.
Yeah.
And that's, yeah, that's
because like I was like, that's so fucking rude.
Yeah. No.
But again, also it was like, I feel like I can easily understand that because I hadn't been drinking.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh yeah, I would be pissed.
Yeah, no, that's like weird.
I mean, it's
and
rude to do
fuck
to anyone in any situation,
but particularly like, your sober friend that just wants
like,
to be your friend.
Like, that's been trying to like, has been like nicely going along with your shenanigans, and then is like trying to be like, I'd like to enjoy some time too.
Yeah, literally.
Like, they're not having fun at the bar.
No, yeah.
Yeah, they're doing
which
that because
they sucks.
Love you.
Yeah, but like, we want everybody to be having fun.
Yeah.
But I did do that to our friend. I like was texting her
about
my drunken shenanigans with our mutual friends. Then I was like, so should we get dinner this week?
Yeah,
like,
literally. Exactly.
Yeah, I think in that way, just as long as your sober friends are feeling loved and valued
balanced
and respected, like it is probably okay. But also let's give us permission to ask our sober friends like, hey, like when we're planning on raving or partying, like, do you want us to do you want to like feel like you're always invited?
Totally. Yeah,
or not?
Because I think that depends on the person.
It depends
too
on the person, yeah, the situation, etc. But yeah, I'm always like, I don't know what to do, and then I'm like, well, I could have just asked them if
literally. Board games.
Yeah.
I love I forget about those. That's fun too.
I've been wanting to host a board game night.
I'm so down for that. I love games.
Mm-hmm.
I always forget. I like forget that's like a thing.
A movie night.
Mm-hmm.
I've also been wanting to okay, I had this idea 24 hours ago, less than that. I want to have like a slumber party.
Oh, cute. That's fun.
Wouldn't that be really cute?
Yeah, that'd be so fun.
We should do a squirrel slumber party.
Yeah, I would
perhaps
love that. That'd be really cute.
And just like watch a cute movie and like,
I know, that's
do a face mask.
Yes, that's like what I wanted to do for that bachelorette party.
Yeah,
that's what I was like,
yeah,
that would be so cute because that's like what did. And I was like, I think that's such a good idea.
It is.
Yeah, love that.
Mm-hmm.
Love that. Watch slumber party.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
So good.
Love a theme. I was okay, this is like this is on drinking, but I don't go to enough themed parties these days.
Well, where are they?
I don't know exactly. I think I think I've been introduced
to a new realm
this past month. And of course, it's been Halloween, but like I've been around people mm-hmm. that are down to clown and they're down yeah. to dress up.
Yeah.
And like do it well. And I'm like, could you guys have like, could somebody have a themed birthday?
Totally.
Maybe next weekend.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I was thinking today.
Great.
I was thinking. About your birthday? Also, literally in your bathroom 30 minutes yes. ago. Yeah, I've had this idea. Okay. I had this idea literally like a half hour ago before we started recording. What if I had a Land of the Sweets birthday party?
Beautiful.
Like the Nutcracker.
Yeah, I well, yes.
Well, for those who don't
know. Well, yes.
Wouldn't that be nice?
I love it. Do we all dress as different Nutcracker?
I think so. I think we have to make it not obviously no one would come offensively. So yeah. I think maybe we literally just sweetsify it, not nationality.
Yeah,
more
come as candy.
It.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Like the actual Nutcracker.
Remove the racism from your yeah, party
from my specific event personally. That yeah. would be my choice, but but I'm like, wouldn't that be cute?
No, I'm obsessed with that.
And I could be the sugar plum fairy.
Duh, yeah. No, fucking book it.
Yeah, so I got to figure that out.
I'm like, well, I have to figure out my costume, yeah.
I know. Okay. I'll yeah, that'd be really cute. Yeah. But I was like, that's so cute.
Mm-hmm.
I love that idea.
Mm-hmm. It's giving when Soho used to do the candy bar.
Yeah. Oh, my God. My favorite thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Candy bar, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Cute.
I love that. Yeah. Yeah. Any more points we need to hit on?
No. I think just.
I think also finding other people that don't drink is just yeah. also helpful.
Uh-huh.
Like in just like so you don't feel like you're the only person in the
totally.
World. That's not drinking.
Yeah. No, because like obviously like. My boyfriend and I have both been not doing it, but then it's like, okay, well, we can't just like hang out with each other
yeah.
and do that. But like, I do luckily have friends that don't. Like, honestly, kind of a lot.
No, I would say honest, if you look at it in certain way, like most of my closest circle of people don't mm-hmm. drink.
Yeah.
I do think also it's just like becoming more and more popular. Like,
yeah.
Gen Z is
no,
just like
totally.
Drinking a lot less than
yeah.
Than millennials.
Yeah.
So I do think
I think it'll be less and less of a thing.
Yeah.
Like my struggle is gonna be less and less of a thing.
Right. No,
like
I mean yeah,
like,
that's
what do you do?
Right, no,
where
and that's
do you
just
go?
On us being like the oldest of Gen Z always mm-hmm. is like we are always at like the forefront of like
yeah.
figuring out how we're gonna be in the future.
Yeah, totally.
Mhm. And yeah, letting go of the millennial influences that we've
yeah,
always
totally.
Like grown up like
mm-hmm.
being like that's what you do when you get older.
Yeah,
it's like you
literally.
See like all these like Y2K celebrities like drunk off their yeah. ass on TV, like mm-hmm. on MTV, like Lindsay Lohan getting kicked out of a club.
Right.
Like there was no like that is like the world that we thought we were growing up into, and
yeah.
now we're here and we're like, wait, we actually
I'm
don't
like,
have to ask
headache.
Like that. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, shout out to our sober friends.
Mm-hmm.
We love you, we support you.
Yeah. I think anyone else out there, just remember winter. Winter's coming. Find your outlets. Mm-hmm. Find your social activities.
And make choices that feel good to you.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
Love that.
And
now, for an American horror story. This is a segment where we like to hear from you guys. We do listener submissions. It's very loud. We do listener submissions, have people write in. You can go to the show notes or our social media link in bios, submit a story, ask us a question, advice, request an astrology topic that you want us to talk about. We want to hear from you.
We always want to hear from you.
And here's this week's submission.
Beautiful. Hey besties, I've been wanting to get your input on me and my girlfriend's compatibility. Most days we feel like we have an eternal bond that cannot be altered. We also struggle to see eye to eye on others. Hopefully the two of you can give us some honest astrological insight on what the stars have written for us.
Love.
We sure can.
We would love to. Our listener that wrote in is a Pisces sun, Sagittarius moon, Taurus rising, and their girlfriend is a Scorpio sun, Virgo moon, Capricorn rising. The first thing I'm seeing is we have a moon Chiron. There's a whole little cluster.
Yeah.
You do have a lot of like similar, we have some conjunctions here for sure.
Yeah.
We have this cluster of like, you must be similar ages because your Plutos are conjunct. But that's also like our listener's moon conjunct their partner's Mercury and Chiron. So that's giving like, you feel very safe to like express your emotions. Like that's easy to someone that's easy to talk about your emotions with. And like this is healing for your partner in some way with like you are safe to like express your emotions and they are in a safe place to like heal and grow.
Yeah, absolutely. You also do just have nice, like your sun, you both have like water suns, you both have earth risings. So you probably do just have like core values that align, good understanding of each other. You can probably very much like meet each other where you're at. I do think the moons are quite interesting though.
Mm-hmm.
The like Virgo moon to the Sag moon, like again, it's never a problem, but that is just like, that's where I'm sure maybe some of the disconnect comes in where you're like, that maybe is why it's like very much like sometimes like we have this amazing bond. We're like totally on the same page. And then I'm like, I could see that moon just like the way you process your emotions, maybe share with each other. It's like where things kind of differ.
Yeah. Are Sag and Virgo both mutable?
Mm-hmm.
So that is giving like, that's one of those things that people are like, They're not like a classic combo of things, but they do function in similar ways.
Yeah, like when it comes down to it, you have probably more in common than you think, but like the way you express your emotions are just going to be quite different.
Mm-hmm. We definitely have like your North Node is conjunct your partner's Venus. So that is giving like your like destined for love kind of vibe. Like... fucking sliding.
It's literally just my laptop is on a slip and slide right now. I can't even can't control it.
But that conjunction is definitely making like your love interest feels like your destiny.
Yeah, even you both have mutable Venus too.
Mm-hmm.
The Virgo Pisces there. So again, like that Virgo energy in that's your partner, yeah. So your partner has just like a little more probably like boundaried energy. It's like mutable though. It's never going to come off like in a confrontational or upfront way, but they probably just do have like a little more structure than your Pisces.
Mm-hmm.
Tendencies are like quite unboundary, truly quite go with the flow. But those mutable signs, like that is like always a good compatibility. Are like mutable to mutable placements.
And you're both like willing to like evolve hear each and other grow.
Out. Yeah.
Hear each other out, like just mutate in ways that literally. Are like helpful, I'm sure.
Yeah. I don't know. I always see it like flowing down a river. Mutable is like you literally are going with the flow. You're changing, you're twisting, you're making turns. You're unbothered by like movement in relationships or connections.
Mm-hmm. You guys also have your ascendant is conjunct their Saturn, mm-hmm. which I actually have friends that have this compatibility.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
And I've talked to them about it. And I think the two sides of it that I see with them is like sometimes like the Saturn person feels like, or let me rephrase. Sometimes the person with the ascendant feels very restricted mm-hmm. by the Saturn person and feels like they can't express themselves, they can't be themselves mm-hmm. around that person, and like just feel kind of like boxed or cornered. But then there are other ways in which like Saturn is so like structurally supportive mm-hmm. and like can also at other times like serve as this like platform to like to help the yeah. like self-expression.
Yeah, totally. Which yeah, I guess that could just be like how it comes up in like that is just probably like a very mood dependent thing too.
Yeah.
You know, like are you in the mood to be like guided and supported, or mm-hmm. does that just feel like complete suffocation?
Yeah.
Which like
yeah, you can't force me to do that, like yeah. to do this work or whatever.
Right. I guess yeah, that's probably one of those things where it's like knowing that you just like you have to like know that they're there to help you.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know you're on the same team energy.
Totally.
Because like I do think that's one of those things, like even just like if you're having like an insecure day.
Yeah.
You're like, oh my God.
Yeah, yeah.
Like there they go again. Kind of thing. Whereas like if you're like in a mood where you're like, I don't know what to do, I'm feeling like lost, like that kind of support, that like structure and boundary and energy is going to be like way more welcomed.
Mm-hmm. I'm also seeing now that your partner's north node is like falls into your fourth house. So mm-hmm. I think you probably feel there is like that aspect of like home and like perhaps wanting to build home
yeah.
with that person, like being able to see that sort mm-hmm. of like domestic future with somebody. And we do have this, like, your partner's moon is opposite your, like, sun, Venus, and Mercury,
mm-hmm.
Which is interesting. Of course, oppositions aren't necessarily bad, but that could also add to, like, depending on the day.
Yeah.
Like, their emotions could feel at odds, like, with who you are, mm-hmm. with what you're into, or, like, what you think.
Yeah, for sure. So there your partner's sun is in your seventh house too, so that is always just like can very be much be like that is who you see yourself in a relationship mm-hmm. with, like separate from the person, like when you met or when you first like started dating or someone, you were like, oh, this is what I'm looking for, this is where I've like seen myself or pictured myself with, kind of thing.
Yeah,
which I do think is always nice. Could be a validating thing there.
Mm-hmm.
You also just as a Taurus rising had the final like Taurus eclipse in your first house. So that could be too, like, oh my God. Just like literally as we were saying like 2 weeks ago on the podcast, like the first house eclipse just had us like questioning things. What are we doing? What the hell's going on in our life? So hopefully that like end of that like year and a half cycle, like maybe we'll just provide you a little more like understanding. You might feel a little more like stabilized, comforted. Maybe you've learned a lot of lessons. So too, I think if you've been feeling just like, is this for me, is this not for me, that like next era of the eclipse season might feel like a lot less like questioning of like who you are, who you should be partnered with, that kind of energy.
Mm-hmm. And then also just general astrology vibes, like we say this a lot, but maybe it's your first time joining us. Mm-hmm. There's not, we don't really believe in like good and bad compatibility. It is just, like you kind of said in your question, like some days it feels really good and other days like not so much. And like, there's going to be like positive and negative manifestations of like anything, like any individual birth chart or compatibility wise, but hopefully we pointed out some things that mm-hmm. make you guys feel seen and validated. But yeah, there's definitely no like we're never mm-hmm. gonna look at a chart like synastry chart and be like, you guys are doomed, you'll never be happy together, what are you doing?
Yeah, exactly. all just things to learn more about each other. I think too, transit wise are always like things that are helpful for understanding people, like maybe look at what's going on in their chart or what transits they're experiencing currently. That might give you just like a little more compassion.
Yeah.
For them too.
Yeah. Nothing's about you.
Yeah, exactly.
But thank you for writing in. Hope you liked what we had to say. And yay. That's our episode.
That's our episode. That's our spooky season.
That's our spooky season. Thanks for joining us. Follow us on socials at AstroSluts with 3 S's. Catch up on old episodes. And we'll be back before you know it.
Bye, sluts.
Bye.